This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Savolitinib shows promise for MET-amplified gastric cancer in phase 2 trial. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi P. Kakadze, MDH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence. A selective MET-TT tyrosine kinase inhibitor has demonstrated promising clinical efficacy in patients with MET-amplified gastric or gastroesophageal junction adenocarcinoma, according to findings presented at the 2026 American Society of Clinical Oncology ASCO annual meeting. The phase 2 trial results for savolitinib were published in Nature Medicine on June 1, 2026. Key takeaways: savolitinib showed promising clinical efficacy in MET-amplified gastric cancer patients. The phase 2 trial included both exploratory and pivotal phases. Results target a specific genetic subgroup with MET amplification. Findings were presented at the 2026 ASCO annual meeting. Study at Glance 2026 Year of ASCO presentation in Nature Medicine publication, MAMplification in Gastric Cancer. Targeted therapy approach for specific genetic subgroup, phase 2 trial stage plus target. Biomarker 2026 publication year. Source Nature Medicine 2026. Georgian Medical Journal News, targeting MET amplification in gastric malignancies. MET amplification represents a critical genetic alteration in gastric and gastroesophageal junction adenocarcinomas, occurring in approximately 2 to 4% of these cancers, according to National Cancer Institute data. Savolitinib, as a selective MET tyrosine kinase inhibitor, specifically targets this molecular pathway. The study design included both exploratory and pivotal phases, allowing researchers to optimize dosing and identify the most appropriate patient population. This approach has become standard for precision oncology trials targeting specific biomarkers. Clinical trial design and methodology. The phase 2 trial structure represents a comprehensive approach to evaluating savolitinib's therapeutic potential. According to the FDA's clinical research guidelines, phase 2 trials focus on determining whether a treatment works while continuing to monitor safety. The inclusion of patients specifically with MET-amplified tumors reflects the precision medicine approach increasingly adopted in oncology. This biomarker-driven strategy aims to identify patients most likely to benefit from targeted therapy, as outlined in recent clinical research. ASCO 2026 presentation impact. The presentation at the 2026 ASCO annual meeting, followed by publication in Nature Medicine, represents a significant milestone for this targeted therapy. ASCO presentations often serve as pivotal moments for advancing cancer treatments toward regulatory approval. The simultaneous publication in a high-impact medical journal provides the scientific community with detailed methodology and results necessary for clinical implementation. This dual presentation approach has become standard for reporting major cancer trial results. Implications for gastric cancer treatment. Gastric cancer remains one of the leading causes of cancer-related mortality worldwide, with limited targeted therapy options available. The promising results with savolitinib could represent a significant advance for the subset of patients with MET-amplified tumors. Current treatment approaches for advanced gastric cancer typically involve chemotherapy combinations with targeted agents like trastuzumab reserved for HER2-positive tumors. The addition of savolitinib for MET-amplified cases could expand the precision medicine toolkit for gastric cancer specialists. Treatment of patients with MET-amplified gastric or gastroesophageal junction adenocarcinoma with savolitinib showed promising clinical efficacy in the phase 2 trial, Nature Medicine publication, June 2026. What this means for patients: those with MET-amplified gastric cancers may have access to a new targeted treatment option pending further regulatory review. For clinicians, MET amplification testing may become increasingly important for treatment planning in gastric and GEJ adenocarcinomas. For policymakers, biomarker testing infrastructure and access to precision oncology treatments require continued healthcare system support. Frequently asked questions: what is MET-T amplification in gastric cancer? MET amplification is a genetic alteration where the MET gene is duplicated multiple times, leading to overproduction of MET protein. This occurs in approximately 2 to 4% of gastric cancers and can drive tumor growth and spread. How does savolitinib work? Savolitinib is a selective MET tyrosine kinase inhibitor that specifically blocks the MET-TEP protein's activity. By targeting this pathway, the drug aims to stop or slow cancer cell growth and division in MET-amplified tumors. What are the next steps for savolitinib development? Following promising phase 2 results, the next steps typically involve phase 3 trials comparing savolitinib to standard treatments. Regulatory submissions for approval may follow successful phase 3 results. The successful development of savolitinib represents part of the broader evolution toward precision oncology in gastric cancer treatment. As biomarker testing becomes more routine and targeted therapies expand, patients with previously limited treatment options may benefit from molecularly guided approaches. The integration of such targeted agents into clinical practice will require continued collaboration between oncologists, pathologists, and healthcare systems to ensure appropriate patient selection and access. Source: savolitinib in MET-amplified gastric or gastroesophageal junction adenocarcinoma, a phase 2 trial.